Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love, empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. And it's time to deploy the Awaken Life Excel process. It's time for you to awaken to your potential, awaken to inspiration. It's time to awaken to entrepreneurship. It's just time. It's time to look for our It's Time TV. It's time.tv. Yep, we're gonna be live on TV. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I'm coming to you live, and I'm pumped, man, because here we're going to go ahead and change your life. We're going to help you change your life. We are going to restore exceptionalism, and we have our solution-driven discussions. And you know what? Time to be part of the conversation. So if you're listening live, please call in. And our call-in number today is area code 646-787-1584. Again, 646-787-1584. This is Carol Ann Parisi, certified life coach, herbalist, personal trainer. And you know what? All around entrepreneur, successful business person, started my first business at 25, had great mentors, deployed Life Excel principles, and you know what? I'm doing all right. And my life is great. It's great. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I have great family, great friends, and I want to share this with others so this way I can help you achieve what your dreams and goals are. And that's what I'm about now. First half of my life, I've gone ahead and done what I had to do for me and my fam, and now I want to share my gift with the world. That's my duty, that's my responsibility, and I'm ready. Why don't y'all listen to something real quick? Hope this comes through loud and clear. But here's a rare sound piece from Dr. J.B. Jones, Jim Rohn, and Earl Shoaff's mentor. Here's some laws of success that we're going to be talking about today. Hopefully, it's 2 minutes. Hopefully, it'll come through loud and clear for you.
There's a great principle in this universe which states that when anyone finds a basic human need and finds the answer to it, and then dedicates themselves to taking the answer to the need in quality and quantity, that they can be genuinely successful. I'd like to define very briefly my definition of genuine success. To be genuinely successful, to me, is to live a balanced sort of life. To not only have a large measure of happiness, but to have a large measure of health, physical health, mental health, and also a large measure of prosperity. Yes, I believe that there is an inexhaustible abundance in this universe in which we live, and that there is a system of rules, a system of laws which are as tangible as electricity, gravity, and mathematics and chemistry. And that when one realizes that there is an inexhaustible abundance in this universe, and when they become keenly aware that there is a system of rules by which this abundance can be appropriated, But then any individual, regardless of their background, regardless of their education, regardless of their seeming lack in any field of influence, whether they have any pull or not, but any individual, regardless of all of these factors, can appropriate these laws and enjoy a measure of abundance proportionate to their individuality.
Time for abundance.
It's totally time for abundance. Is that awesome or not? What is your potential? What is your potential? I mean, where are you going? What are you doing? Now, there are certain success principles that have to be deployed. And we're going to start really focusing on success here at Awaken to Empowerment because we're empowering you to become successful. This is how we're serving. And abundance is part of success. And it doesn't always mean monetary abundance. It's an abundance of health. It's an abundance of energy. It's an abundance of friends that love you. And it's abundance of family. And money's a great thing, too. Prosperity is a beautiful thing. It's a tool. It's a great tool. See, too many people take prosperity and use it as their master, you know. Then you become a slave to your stuff. I love clothes. I happen right now in my life to be a slave to my clothes. They are not serving me. I have way too many. Everything is too packed. Well, you know what? I've decided it's time to change that for me. And got some things in, you know, going, and I will share some of my experiences with you. But the first thing that I have to do that is write a plan. And part of my plan is selling stuff on eBay. And I've got some awesome stuff. So any of the ladies out there, if you like Harley Davidson shirts and pants and jackets, I'm eliminating stuff in my life because I decided to. I've donated a bunch of stuff because it's always good to be philanthropical and donate to help others. Also thinking of starting some kind of foundation with some of my business partners, but it's not all about economics. Abundance is huge. But, you know, you just got to look. Are you working at making a living? I mean, is that what you're doing? Are you just making a living, eking it out? Or are you designing a life for yourself? You know, it's really easy to get trapped by, you know, this economic necessity where it's like, oh, my gosh, I got bills to pay, so I have to go ahead and trade my time for money. You know, I gave that chip up back in the 80s, okay? When I read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, it changed my life. It changed my life because thoughts are things. Your thoughts help to manifest your reality. And, you know, you could sit around doing your stinking thinking and being negative and always being cynical. And guess what? We are called to be like little children. We are called to have faith like little children. That's one of the principles of success. Sometimes you just have to be open, not gullible and foolish, but be open. Because, you know, you never know when a door opens for you. That might not be the thing that will get you to your next level, but that might be just the thing that leads you to your next level. So it's good to be open. Yes, it's great to question everything, but not in a cynical, negative way. So that's kind of one of the principles. But, you know, just ask yourself if your life has gotten in that economic necessity trap where you just settle for, you know, existence rather than the real substance of life, okay? I mean, it's like, okay, you go to work every day and you're just making ends meet and now you got all this big government that's totally oppressive, totally overtaxing you and wasting your money on nonsense. It's like, you know what? You get hooked up into a business program. Guess what? As an entrepreneur, you get to do the same thing the big guys do. You could start writing off different things legitimately. So, you know, so you can change your life and create your ideal life. It is a choice, and choices are good. But our life and our value and everything we do, it's all about our choices. You make great choices, you're going to have a great life for the most part. Sometimes things don't go the way we plan, but that also gives you the meat and the substance and the teeth to go ahead and overcome adversity. And, you know, you could handle things two ways. Things can make you better because you've learned from these experiences. They can make you bitter, and they can make you jaded. And, you know, you just got to let them make you better. And it's your mindset that helps you do that. So, you know, you also need compelling reasons to change your life if you really want to change your life and create this, you know, ideal life for yourself. And, you know, your reasons can be, you know, a bunch of different things. They could be, you know, personal gain reasons where you want to go ahead and have personal gain. And that's okay to a point because, in all honesty, if you're living low and your stinking thinking has brought you to a place where you can't help anybody else, well, first you got to fill yourself up because you go ahead and you start living in the overflow, you're going to be able to help others. So it's all good to have some, you know, individual and personal reasons to create your ideal life. Now, there's family reasons. You might want to, like, make sure that your loved ones are provided for. And, you know, your reasons can alter your life, man. Your reasons can legitimately alter your life. They could change your paradigm, and they could change your life. Now there's things that we got to do, and those things are called goals, okay? You've got to set up those goals. You've got to set up those goals because, you know, the Bible even says, without vision, my people perish. You know, people should be doing goals. Everybody goes ahead and New Year's Eve and starts with goals and this and that. And you know what? I am so guilty of this myself. But there are those, first of all, you want to set up those big long-term goals that keep you driven and keep you going. And I'm not talking driven to the point of where you're obnoxious to other people and you want to roll over others, but just that steady, steady compound effect of day by day going, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have this for my life. I'm going to have this for my family. I'm going to be able to donate this to charity. I'm going to go ahead and volunteer in a campaign that's going to make a difference for our country. Everything requires some type of vision and goal setting and long-term goals. Now, Awaken America's goal is to take back America. And you know what? Taking back America to our founders' vision, because our founders gave us a great form of government. It's called limited government. Limited government means we, the people, are in charge of it. But guess what? If you abdict your responsibility and not participate in the process, it doesn't mean you have to get involved in politics, because you know what? Politics sucks. Politics is a dirty, low-down, duplicitous, scumbag business. It's about taking people out, lying, and just being beholden to donors. It's not about the people. It should be, but the people have been so, they've just abdicated their responsibility to be part of a republic. It means get engaged in the issues. Find out what's going on. If there are laws that are being presented, know some of those laws. You know, I talked to a woman today, and she's like all into property taxes. This woman got $1,600 back here in the broke, bankrupt state of Illinois. Took her 4 years to do it. Now she's getting $1,200 back from the following year. But there are ways that you can change the system. But the system here in Illinois is so doggone corrupt and broken that the people just don't even question anything anymore. But anyway, that's a whole other topic. But you got to set your long-range goals. You can create your ideal life. You don't need to live off government assistance. You don't need to live off of food stamps and WIC cards. You know why? Because there's something in this country that we have, and it's called entrepreneurship. This is a country still, no matter the bureaucrats are trying to take it away from us, but you can still start a small business. If you work hard, you go ahead, and you can be successful. Because you know why? It's intrinsic to you. It is in you. And you have a vision. You have goals. You've got to set those long-term goals, 3, 5, 10, 20 years out. You've got to do that. Then you've got to go ahead and you set your short-range goals. Those are your little confidence builders, okay? And this holds true in anything you do. You want to lose weight? You're not going to lose 50 pounds in a week. I'm sorry, it ain't happening. You could lose 2 pounds in a week, okay? And then you go ahead and it's that compound effect. You lost 2 pounds this week. Those are big confidence builders. I'm going to lose 2 pounds next week, and I'm going to add, you know, another, you know, 60 ounces of water. Every day I'm going to have 67 ounces of water. It's building. It's building. And this is how you build your business. And I happen to love direct sales. It's the best. It's a people business. It's something people could get in for generally under $1,000. And you could be a millionaire if you work the system. You need to be coachable. You need to be visionary. You need to have the faith of a little child. Do you have the faith of a little child? Where it's just like, I believe I can. That little engine that could. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Whoop! Somebody tries to knock you down. Oh, screw you, man! I think I can because I can. Yes, yes, there are I ams. I am, I am, I am, I can. That's good confidence builders. Okay? So you set those short-range confidence builder goals, and then you reward yourself for those. Okay, you just take that and embrace and embellish that, and then you'll see 3 years is going to go by anyway, okay? Because you know what? Without vision, you're going to perish. You need to take a new inventory of yourself, okay? You need to take a look at yourself and ask, you know, as you're doing this goal setting, you set your goals up and see if it's consistent with your lifestyle, and then you go ahead and ask yourself, is this congruent? How's this working for me? And it's okay to take inventory of yourself. And if you don't want to do it, you know what? You got to do the work, because the work will get you to the place that place where you need to be, you know. And you have to add value to your own life, and then you're going to add value to others' lives. And adding value makes the difference in the results that you have. So, you know, you need to go ahead and add value to other people. We really have, I mean, I'm working with a business that can help business owners create income on their fixed expenses. I'm adding value to them. Is that like the most awesome thing in the world? I love it. I'm so excited. You know, so my life has not deteriorated where I trade time for money. Haven't done that in years and years and like years. Ronald Maximus Reagan was the president. But, yeah, our simple formula for goals, long range, short range, and, you know, you really got to get that economic thing going. You need to go ahead and make your economic goals, okay? Those are important, okay? And here's the deal. Make no small plans. Because you know what? Small plans don't inspire, okay? You got such your mini goals, but when you think of those big, big, big goals, say, I want to make X amount of dollars a year, a month, okay? Start with your month. If somebody's telling me they want to make, you know, $1,000 a month, now, if you need to make $1,000 a month, that's great. That's great. But really, I want to talk to people that say, you know what? I've got a certain prosperity consciousness. I want to make $50,000 a month. What is the top earner in your company making? Oh, 100? You know what? I want to be that guy. Okay? Make no small plans. Small plans don't inspire you. Big plans inspire you. So you set those economic goals. Make them big. Make them great. Don't let money be your master, though. Remember, it's your servant. So now you've got your economic goals set, and you constantly have to, renegotiate those goals, because once you hit those milestones, you want to keep pushing them higher and higher. Now, you also want to have your personal development goals, okay? You want to, in your mind, you want to create that ideal person that you want to become. You want to be the person that's lost the 50 pounds. You're the person who wants to be the leader of the team or the public speaker or the leader of the charitable organization. You have got to create that for yourself. It's all up to you to do it. You have the power. It is intrinsic in you. And it is time. It's time. It's time. Create those personal development goals. And then, you know, create your future, your future, you know, philanthropic goals. So you've got your economic goals, your personal development goals, and then lastly, your thing goals, okay? Your thing goals. Okay, I want to buy a bigger house. I want a cooler car. Yeah, I want that Ferrari, baby. No, give me the Tesla, okay? Create those things as part of your life. I mean, we don't have to be motivated by stuff. I get that. okay? We've gotten a little out of balance as a society. But I'm telling you, broke people can't help poor, other broke people. Rich people can help rich people. Poor people, okay? Rich people help rich people too, which is kind of cool. But just think of the influence you can have to help others, okay? So you don't have to have a ton of things, but I'll tell you what, a beach house in Hawaii would be a nice thing to do, especially if y'all are living in the polar vortexes, right? Come on now, think about it. So, you know, many people work hard on their job, and that's all they do. You work harder on a job than you do your own goals. So create your future. Create your ideal life. You know, you make your plans, because if you don't make your plans, you're just planning to fail anyway, you know? So, you know, get those goals, write them down. Your goals will affect you. They totally will affect you, and they will motivate you. And you know, you could get whatever you want. You can get whatever you want, and there's a secret to it, and it's called asking. The Bible even stipulates that, ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. So asking is the beginning of receiving. It's the law of cause and effect, okay? Receiving is not the problem. It's the failure to ask. You've got to ask for the sale. You've got to ask the universe for knowledge and wisdom. You've got to ask your heart, I want to change. Help me change. Get mentored. Get coached. This, you got to ask. You have to ask intelligently with faith. And believe like a child that you can, okay? And you got to go back and dream again. You have to dream again. In fact, Awaken America is going to go ahead. The Republic is a dream. Yes, Ronald Reagan said it. The Republic is a dream. If you don't keep on dreaming, you will lose the Republic. I think the oppressive nature of this administration and this big government is killing our dream, okay? This is what Awaken America is now. Awaken to empowerment, awaken to entrepreneurship, awaken to excellence, awaken to exceptionalism. Go on our Facebook page, A2E4. A2E4, you're going to get all the information because it's time. It's really time. It's a time to awaken the Republic back to the dream, okay? It is so time. You know, you've got to make plans like an adult and believe like a child. You know, and then there are certain motivators that we are going to get into, and I'm thinking that probably going to be next week that we're going to get these motivators in. But you need to be intrinsically self-motivated, and I call them the quadruple D's, okay? They're the I am quadruple D's, and you've got to get there. You've got to get there, okay? Don't use language of the poor and discuss it. Well, what if this happens? You know, I can't. I can't. You know what? Get that word out of your mouth. I can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. God said it. It settled it. I can. Yes, I can. I can do it. But you got to get those beliefs. If you need coaching, you could call in to our live show right now. If you want coaching right now on the air, 646-787-1584. If not, we'll be back here next Monday. I'll be back here next Monday. I will be taking live coaching calls. I will coach you for free, live coaching call on this show next Monday. You have questions, we can help you. I can help you. This is what we're doing. This is all about Awaken to Empowerment. And you know what? It's time.tv. You know what? It's time.tv is going to be our television show. It's going to be a YouTube channel, and we are going to have motivational, we're going to have educational, and we're going to have constitutional studies right there. It's Time TV from me, Carol Ann Parisi, certified life coach, certified personal trainer, certified herbalist, community organizer, entrepreneur since the 80s. Yes, that is who I am, and I can help you achieve your ideal life. That's what I'm here for. That is my service. That is my required service right now. So feel free now to call on in 646-787-1584. We have no callers today, and that's okay because we are going through the principles of success, and this is really what Awaken Empowerment is all about. You know, you want to get those quadruple double Ds. You've got to come back. You've got to come back here next Monday, okay? Central Standard Time, 5 p.m., Eastern Time, 6. So you got to go ahead and check us out next week. Feel free to call in, 646-787-1584. And don't use the language of the poor. There's no reason to be negative, okay? There's no reason to be negative. You got to think positive. You have to accentuate the positive. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. Either way, you're right. That was Henry Ford, okay? Get the negative people out of your life. Get the negative people out of your life. You know what? Look at the bank account, all right? If you take people to business opportunities, you introduce people to business opportunities, and all they do is give you resistance and all this stinking thinking, you know, how you doing? How you doing? Your house paid off? Your Ferrari, I don't see no Ferrari in your driveway, Pally. How much donations have you given to the poor? How many poor children have you fed? Nothing, huh? You know what? I don't need y'all thinking. Just go on your way. Have a nice day. Now, you know what? I would also challenge you to ask people what do they spend their time doing. Do they spend their time watching Dancing with the Stars? Or do they do edutainment, where they go ahead and watch things that are going to expand their minds and let them think about things on a either natural level, a historic level, business level, entrepreneurial level? Come on. You know what? With the internet, there is so much opportunity for personal growth for free. Free? Yes. Yes, and you know what? Call me. You can contact me, Carol Ann Parisi, at Facebook. Friend me. I could show you how you could get your internet for free. I think so. Make money on your internet. That's right. So what is in your library? And finally, one of my favorite things I'm going to end with this show today, it's only got 3 minutes left, is thoughts are things. And that was one of the profound things that turned my life around when I read Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. Stand guard at the door of your mind, because the things that come into your mind will manifest. And it's a dual-edged sword. It's either going to be good or it's going to be bad. And yes, there is such a thing as good and bad. I know there's several folks out there, there is no bad, there just is. You know what? There's positive and negative. There's yin and there's yang. There's hot and there's cold. There's good and there is evil. So I would suggest you focus on the good. Focus on the good. The Bible tells us that too. You know, that's a great book. I would suggest everyone to have one of them in their own library and study that word, because that word is truth and it's life and it's light. And it will change your life. And you know what? Remember, stand guard at the door of your mind and don't lose those dreams, because you lose the dreams, we're going to lose the republic. So no more complaining, murmuring, or whining. And you know, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to thank you for your time, because that's your most valuable, non-renewable resource. Tune in next week to our Awaken to Empowerment. Looking forward to callers next week. Really time to start promoting this show. We're going to start asking for going to donors. We could get some donors to help promote this show a little more, maybe make it an hour. But it's time, man. It's time. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time for awakened consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love, peace, empowerment. It's time for you to create your ideal life, and we are deploying the Life Excel process right here, right now, every Monday, 5 p.m. on Awake to Empowerment. Remember, go check out our Facebook page, A2E4. It's time. This is Carol Parisi thanking you for your most valuable resource, your time. And you make it a great week. Make it the best week ever. Remember, keep that mind guarded. Many blessings, God blessings to you, and we'll see you next week. This is Carol Parisi signing off. Be empowered. Hey, I don't know why my music's not playing. Where? seconds left for the show. Well, okay, you know what? We were supposed to have music come in. It's not working. I guess, you know what, technical difficulties, they happen. So...